This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. And as I've been doing for the second hour the last couple weekends, I am replaying some of the more listened to segments throughout the week on our website and podcast. Going to do that again this week, and I'm also going to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, a very happy holidays. I hope you all have a great weekend, long weekend with your family, friends, and, well, thanks for taking some time and joining us on this weekend show. I hope you enjoy all these replays. I'm starting off with Rick Bensinger, an interview that was posted on Monday. Usually I feature Rick on the weekend show, but he joined me early in the week to share his outlook on things. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm featuring Rick Bensinger in this daily editorial, president of Bensinger Investment Strategies, writes the institutional newsletter, Supposedly Irrelevant Factors, that is read by some of the most successful hedge funds in the world. And on the retail and individual investment side, check out Rick's website in the No Trader. He has three products there, a monthly report called 7-Eleven, where he picks no more than 7 of the 11 spider ETFs with the goal to beat the S&P, a weekly report called the Tactical Trader Report, and a daily report called the Daily Tip Sheet. That was just started this year. Rick, we usually feature you on the weekend show, but we pushed back our call from last week to early on this week, and I really appreciate you taking time with us right before the holidays kick into full swing here to really share your thoughts at the end of the year on these markets. I do want to start by recapping last week's Fed statement and Jerome Powell's press conference. Markets celebrated by having a pivot party, it was called. The Fed came out a lot more dovish than people thought, even though it was still a hold. But it was mostly all about the dot plot, showing potential of 3 rate cuts next year. Rick, what do you think the significance was for that Fed statement and what Jerome Powell had to say in the press conference?
Well, Corey, thanks for having me. I think what Powell and company did was essentially recognize and acknowledge what investors had already been betting for a while, which is lower rates. You know, on the 10-year side, we had seen the U.S. 10-year Treasury go from as high as 5% to it got down to about 4.11, bounced to 4.25 or so, and then, you know, when this came about, it was probably about 4.15, and in a matter of a couple of days, you know, we broke under 4 and got down to 3.9% or so. The Fed is traditionally behind the curve. I think this year reinforced that statement and belief that they are not on top of things. And in this particular case, I think 2023 was a very good example of investors slash the market leading the Fed to make their decisions instead of more back in the days when, let's say, I grew up on Wall Street, we'll call it the 80s and the 90s, back 30 years ago, give or take, that the Fed kind of set the tone for how markets would trade. This round has really been investors have set the tone to what the Fed has done. They led interest rates higher before and during Fed rate hikes. The marketplace was able to essentially do the Fed's job in raising rates. And now they've lowered rates and the Fed has come down. And now, even though they haven't lowered them yet, the market has already priced in such that a lot of the Fed's job is done because the marketplace has done what the Fed would have needed to do if investors weren't as savvy as they proved to be this year. So, you know, answering your question is it is an acknowledgement of what investors had already properly priced, both on the upside earlier this year and now on the downside.
So, Rick, when it carries over to markets, we can debate all we want why the Fed's going to cut rates and when they're going to cut rates. But from a market perspective, look, as you said, the markets have, in a way, been leading the Fed. Is there still more upside for the markets now that the Fed is seemingly locked into no more rate hikes and probably some rate cuts next year?
So they are presenting a Goldilocks scenario here, and that is some of the even recent thrust that we've gotten on top of what has already been a very significant move off of the late October bottom. I think we're getting closer to a trading top that will pull back probably and tuck underneath what had been, let's say, July highs, which were near 4,600 in the S&P. So, yeah, I can make the case that we still go a little higher and even potentially take out the all-time highs at 4,819. I don't think we're going to have a major leg higher without some type of pullback first. But the pullback is one that likely should be bought. There are three unfilled gaps on the S&P chart since that October low. And I would think that sometime in the early, if I don't think we'll probably do it this year, but I would think in the first quarter of next year, there's a good chance we'll at least pull back and get to, you know, fill in that area. And that gap is from, I think, just about, I don't know, 4460 down to 4420, give or take. So we could certainly see some type of pullback because the buyers now, most of the buyers are forced buyers. Of course, there's cash on the sidelines, and that will temper any of these declines into not likely being significant declines. But part of the game of investing and trading is kind of knowing when to do what you want to do and the timing of it. And I think what the indicators are showing is that despite this longer-term picture having vastly improved since where we were in October and the decline that broke 4275 in the S&P and got a lot of people bearish, it was a false breakdown. And you often see a very rubber band-like reaction off of false breakdowns or false breakouts that are sharp and usually test the maximum points in the other direction. In this case, you're talking 4819, you know, S&P all-time highs. So we're close enough to it that we're certainly, we're, I don't know, what, 80, 70 points away now as we record this. It wouldn't surprise me if we make new highs. Whether they're lasting or not is the question. And I would think, based on the models we use that look for and consistently identify trend exhaustion, I think you're closer to the initial move up from that October low, where you could easily see a pullback down beneath what were July highs before this finds a bottom again, and then another leg higher.
Yeah, fair enough, though. Hey, Rick, like these markets, I think, are 7 weeks in a row straight up almost on some higher volume in the last couple trading sessions as well. Now, you mentioned that one gap around the 4460 to 4420. What about that one gap in the about 4250 region? That one came back in the beginning of November.
So right after we made the lows, there were two gaps made over a three-day period. So gap up, strong move higher, and another gap up the next day. Those probably will not be touched, not in the near term, and possibly not at all for a while. When you get a false breakdown like we saw, and then these real thrusts higher, there's so much impetus behind those thrusts, news-driven and too many shorts having built in on the breakdown that ended up becoming the false breakdown. Those are kind of changes, major changes in market psychology. And I would say in my 40-plus years of playing this game, those type gaps can stick around for years. They don't need to be filled in the short term, and I doubt they will be. But the highest of the three, the one that we talked about in the 4,400 range, that one I could see, you know, over just ups and downs that take place in the normal course of action, that one could be played with and potentially filled. But I don't think those lower ones from
early November.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back in this segment. It's the second half of the interview with Rick Bensinger, which again was posted on Monday. Hope you all enjoy. fair enough. Yeah, that initial gap, that around 44.20, 44.60, that's about 6 to 7% lower. So I guess that would be kind of a healthy pullback. But, Rick, we've talked a lot about rotation or the lack of breadth this year in the market rally and rebound. What are you seeing right now? Is this a healthier market in terms of breadth, or is it still just this magnificent seven?
So it is a rounding out and an increase. You know, certainly we've seen small caps make a significant move. One of the key models I've used for, oh God, it's 30 years already, got its first buy signal of the entire decline that we've seen in small caps, not just this year, but since they made their all-time highs. It has now suggested that the general decline in small caps is over. So even though if you look at the IWM, which is the Russell 2000 ETF, which is how most people play the Russell 2000, even though it's still in a sideways trading range and right up against prior highs, structurally, the small cap arena has changed away from the bearish picture that has been the predominant picture for the last few years. So it doesn't mean it's a buy right here and now, but what it does suggest is that you need to start thinking about including these in your portfolio versus certainly Magnificent Seven names, but even, you know, potentially against the S&P or the Qs. Russell names, at least now, again, deserve, certainly on pullbacks, a place in your portfolio. And I haven't looked into it yet, but I will for, let's say, the next time we talk next month, I will take a look at, let's say, Russell versus a basket of the Magnificent Seven and see whether or not that's even a trade worth doing. My hunch would be that it probably is, but I don't want to put that out yet until I've done some homework on it.
Okay, well, I'll follow up with you next month then. Rick, from a big picture standpoint then, you have been very accurate when it comes to playing these markets, both when they were trending lower last year and now higher this year. Do you consider this market right now a bull market for the broad averages? Also considering, look, we just had the VIX drop down into levels we hadn't seen since 2019. There seems to be a lot of investors piling onto this bull market. Would you call this a bull market?
Yeah, I think it, well, I think I'd say yes, and that it's certainly not a bear market anymore. The price action in the last, I don't know, 6-7 weeks is so strong. And again, I'm showing signs of very close to upside exhaustion, at least for this move that started in late October. The fact that we've come back in the range of all-time highs for S&P, Dow has already made new all-time high, Qs are, you know, in the neighborhood. I think that the bears out there would be hard-pressed to be able to defend their reasoning for why they would still stick with a bearish scenario. I just don't think the evidence is there anymore. And those who have been, and there's certainly some notable bears on the street for the last few years who might have looked very good in 2022, but basically they stuck with those calls all throughout 2023, which is now completely undone, the decline from all-time highs. It's pretty hard to make the case considering, and there is a school of thought out there that not enough people, I think, embrace. But you've got all these strategists who are interviewed all the time on the street. And several of them are, let's just say, in the camp of perma bulls. The thing about being a perma bull when you're a strategist is, in my view, you've added absolutely no value to investors. Everybody knows that the stock market goes up over time. To always be bullish the stock market, I think, serves zero value. And I've seen people tweet about this. Strategists, a good equity strategist alerts you timely to when you should not be buying the stock market. And so, for instance, if you were bearish in 2022, and especially in the early part of 2022, you saved your clients a ton of money. If you were able to get them out or reduce exposure, then the 19, they avoided a good portion of the 19% decline that the market saw in 2022. If you could have gotten bullish on the double bottom made in October 22, let's say in the Qs, and then the first week of 2023, double bottom, and then the massive lift, this is how you outperform over time, is you buy low and sell high. The perma bulls, although they may get the recognition on business television like, hey, great call, you were bullish this year, you didn't outperform at all. All you did was match the S&P, which is what any investor can do by simply being long spiders. If you don't properly anticipate and act off of when the market's going to come off and that you need to reduce exposure that you can put on at lower prices, that's how you outperform. And so I think you've got this whole group of people out there who have been telling you this year, you know, it's bullish, it's moving higher. Yep. But thank you very much for just understanding that historically, U.S. stock market moves from the lower left-hand corner to the upper right-hand corner of your chart. Everybody knows that. The value comes from when you can play decent, multi-hundred point moves in the S&P to ultimately create a scenario of outperformance.
Yeah, that's a good point, Rick. But you know what? Hey, it's what makes the market, right? You're always going to have the perma bulls. You're always going to have the perma bears. And then you got these guys in the middle like yourself that are more than happy to play either side of those markets. And those are the ones that outperform the markets. Let's also talk interest rates because, boy, oh, boy, it has been a very fast fall for rates across the board. But looking at the 10-year, it was pretty much at 5% at the tail end of October, and now it's under 4%. Rick, I know your target was right at about 3.92, I believe. That's right where the 10-year hit. How are you playing the bond market right now?
So it's interesting. We, as you said, Once we broke down under, I think it was 4.72, I went out with two targets, 446 and 392. And obviously we broke through 446 a month ago and, you know, we've been straight down and got to 392 last week. So I actually put out a tactical short, of bonds to clients last Thursday to get into on Friday, just simply to play what's probably a 10 to 20 basis point rally in the near term, and then kind of look at the bigger picture.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News. news update.
This Saturday, the Christmas Day forecast coming right into focus. A white Christmas predicted in parts of the Dakotas, but no snow in the Northeast. What is certain, the number of people flying to their destinations. TSA expecting a record 7.5 million people to pass through our nation's airports. That would beat last year's number, which was 7.3 million. Right before Christmas, a ruling from the Supreme Court that pertains to the special counsel and former President Trump. USA's John Schaefer now with details.
The special counsel overseeing the prosecution of former President Trump for alleged election crimes faced a setback. The Supreme Court has decided not to consider a case regarding whether Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes during his presidency. The High Court rejected a request from federal prosecutor Jack Smith to expedite the proceedings related to Trump's purported efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And for these last two segments, I am replaying a couple company interviews that garnered a lot of attention and came off the back of either your request for me to have these individuals on the show or the company releasing news that the market reacted to. First one being more of an introduction to Nevada King Gold with Colin Cattell. In this daily editorial, I am introducing Nevada King Gold to all of you, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NKG and on the OTCQX under the symbol NKGFF. I am chatting with Colin Cattell, founder and CEO of Nevada King Gold. Now, I know a lot of you, our listeners, are up to speed, at least to a certain degree, with this story because, well, I've gotten a lot of emails from you asking for an introduction and updates on Nevada King. So we're starting off with the introduction here. Nevada King Gold is focused on gold exploration in Nevada. The company is Nevada's third largest claim holder. And I think what's important about that is a lot of the ground that the company tied up was back in really the bear market, the doldrums for the sector. The focus at Nevada King is at this Atlanta gold mine property. It's a flagship project. It is a past producing open pit mine. The company has done a lot of drilling over the last couple of years, all of which we will get Colin to cover. Colin, let's start off with the Atlantic Gold Mine. When you managed to tie up this property and put it within Nevada King, and what attracted you to this asset, please?
For sure. Corey, thanks for having me on, and Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners. Thanks for the introduction. The Atlanta Mine Project is a project that we picked up back in 2017 or early 2018. The company that held it before was in the process of transitioning to a marijuana issuer, and they really had to get the project off of their books. And so we did something a little unusual for Nevada King, which is instead of going out and staking ground, which is really what we were set up to do, we went ahead and acquired the project off of this other company, but we did it at a very inexpensive cost. It was about $1 million in cash and shares at the time. The main reason, the basis for picking it up, is it was inexpensive. It had an existing 43-101 resource on it. It was a past producer, and it was in Nevada. And so if you can get something cheap enough, my theory has always been go for it, because we ultimately, as explorationists, are in a game of a bit of luck. And so part of making that luck work out is try to get things cheap and sell them for more money. And so a good start for that is getting a good price and a bargain on something. So that's how we ended up getting the Atlanta project.
All right. Can you give us a bit more understanding of what some of that past work was and who some of the operators were, please?
I'll start with a little bit of a backdrop on Atlanta. Atlanta is unusual in its location. It's in southeast Nevada, which is not traditionally thought of as a very large mining area, certainly not in modern times. Atlanta was discovered sometime in the late 1800s, and there are adits and shafts all over the project, which means that there were miners at the time extracting and chasing high grade at the project. And then in 1975 to 1985, the project went into a more modern sense of production with an open pit by a company called Standard Slag. And they essentially were chasing some moderate to high grade that was found at surface down. It was a single vein structure, at least as far as they thought. And when that pit got too big and the strip got too high, they kind of just stopped production. They also had some complications along the way in terms of processing, and I'll get into that later. But the main basis for them stopping production is the pit just got too deep, and they did not do any sense of modern exploration as we think of it today. So they weren't drilling, they weren't establishing a resource. After 1985, the project went into a couple other hands, Kinross and Goldfields, or a couple companies that have some name recognition that picked this up, and collectively did about 50,000 meters of drilling. They did some drilling around the actual resource zone or around the prior production area, and they did establish some resources, and then they also did some district scale exploration to see if the Atlanta district as a whole had additional potential. Long story short, by the time it fell into our hands, it had gone through a couple periods of, yes, this looks interesting, but then focus changed. They didn't find as much as they wanted to. Market conditions changed, and ultimately, it continued to fall through the cracks.
All right, now let's talk about all the drilling that you have done as a company in two phases. The first phase, you started off much smaller, a little over 5,000-meter program. And the second phase, there's a lot more drilling that's done here, totaling about 70,000 meters in both phases. So take us through some of the drilling you have done as a company and a bit more of the reinterpretation you've made on this asset.
So what we did is in 2021, we did a very modest drill program with one rig. We went ahead and drilled at the bottom of the pit. Now, nobody had done this before. And up until that point, everybody was sitting out in the flat area off to the west, and they were essentially drilling angle holes back under the pit, going ahead and trying to intercept this perceived single vein structure. And they were doing that somewhat successfully. The prevailing thought at the time was that this was a single vein structure, and this is the big, big breakthrough at Atlanta that we've had. If they hit a tight area or a smaller area, they thought that they were hitting a pinch in a vein, and if they hit a thicker area, they thought they were hitting a swell. But this vein was going at deeper at a 45-degree angle, and of course, at a certain point, it gets too deep to justify drilling because potential strip on an open pit, and so that kind of was where the upside got capped.
We went ahead and brought a drill rig to the bottom of the pit, which took a bit of work on contouring and actually getting this rig down there. Nobody had done this before. And we drilled several holes, and we hit a 50-meter thick bed consistently of anywhere from 2.5 to 5.5 grams per ton gold and oxide gold. We also, during that phase one program, drilled some holes about 500 meters north of the pit in an area that had very little historic exploration. And we ended up hitting one hole in particular. It was about 20 meters running 4.5 grams per ton gold. Once again, oxide. So from that, we stepped back and we said, hey, this seems a little bit more interesting than what we had initially thought. And the first thing Cal did is he came up with a new geologic working model. And we put this in several press releases, and it's in our presentation, so easier to look at than me describing to visualize it. But essentially, what we theorized, what Cal theorized, is that instead of there being a single vein that was responsible for bringing all the gold up, he thought there were actually multiple faults and fractures and feeders that were running parallel, and also some cross-cutting ones. And each and every one of those veins can channel gold up. And so this had serious implications for both the geometry of the mineralization potentially, but more so for the amount of gold that could have been channeled up, and also for what could be happening down at depth. And so from that phase one drilling and from that model, we went back and launched our phase two drill program, which we're still in the midst of now. We initially announced something like 15,000 meters, and we then expanded it to 30,000 meters, and then we did a couple more expansions. But what we've been finding is that model is holding true, and there's been several implications of that. One is we've been able to identify areas of significantly higher grade gold mineralization, not just localized in one area, but throughout the system. We've also found deeper down to the west very thick intervals of moderate grade gold mineralization that is heavily oxidized. And we're talking in areas up to 150, 180 meter thick intercepts running a gram per ton. So this has really changed the way that we're looking at Atlanta. It certainly changed the way that the market's looking at Atlanta. And we think we are onto something that could have some significance as far as Nevada goes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report is a replay of an interview that I had with Novo Resources and Mike Spreadborough discussing a deal on a lithium project, a couple lithium projects that the company has with the major producer SQM. I hope you all enjoy, and I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. I'm getting an update from Novo Resources, traded on the TSX under the symbol NVO, on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF, as well as the Australian Exchange under the symbol NVO. I am chatting with Mike Spreadborough, Executive Co-Chairman of Novo Resources, and we are following up on the most recent news release, released December 18th, talking about a strategic joint venture with global lithium producer SQM. SQM has agreed to pay $10 million Australian to Novo for a 75% interest in five of Novo's lithium nickel tenements in the West Pilbara. Now, there can be some other assets added to this joint venture. Mike, let's just start off with bringing in a global miner like SQM, a well-known name in the lithium area. How did you manage to attract SQM to initially these five tenements in West Pilbara, please?
Yeah, good to catch up, Corey. So, as many people know, we started our divestment process for our West Pilbara tenements, and really out of that process, we were really excited with SQM's interest, and, you know, that's kind of resulted in the deal. In Australia, SQM have been doing deals across the country. They're, you know, a 20% shareholder of Azura Minerals, which is very, very close. Their tenements to our tenements of this deal. They've also got a 50% interest in a project called Mount Holland. So they've been looking for lithium opportunities. They're obviously a big Chilean lithium company. So very, very exciting for us, and we were very pleased to have their expertise come on board.
Now, one other aspect that I want you to outline for us is, look, you get $10 million Australian out of the gate here, but it also says Novo will be entitled to a contingent success payment based on the lithium contained in a JORC-compliant ore reserve upon completion of a feasibility study. Do you have any insights on how much more money the company could get when the projects get to that feasibility study?
Good question, but unfortunately no. But I think it's a good, you know, kind of upside kicker. SQN will start immediately in the new year assessing the tenements for pegmatites, other lithium-bearing rocks. As I said, it's adjacent to Azure Minerals, which has a huge pegmatite mineralisation there. So if all of that worked well and they ended up doing a feasibility study, the metal of lithium that is comes out of that feasibility study allows Nova shareholders to get a financial benefit. So I think that's a great win down the track should we be successful. And, of course, as per the announcement, we don't have to pay any money up until that decision of mine. So SQM are doing all exploration, managing exploration, doing all the technical and studies work, and it allows, you know, Nova shareholders all of that benefit.
So SQM does also have the option within a 12-month period to elect for additional tenements to be added to this joint venture. What can you tell us about the nuance of this aspect of the deal?
Well, we know the five tenements that are immediately part of the deal, part of the joint venture, they're very, very attractive. But Novo haven't done a lot of work in terms of lithium potential on those other tenements. And obviously SQM haven't. So we've given them the optionality to do work over the next 12 months. If they like it, those tenements will be brought into the joint venture. So that would mean SQM would have 75% and Novo 25%. So it would just expand that joint venture. So again, it's an opportunity for Novo to have a lithium expert walk across our tenements and really give it a good assessment and see if there's upside value for our shareholders.
Now, as you've mentioned, SQM also has an agreement with Azure Minerals right beside some of these tenements. What other type of agreements, what other type of investments has SQM made in country to show their interest in Australia for lithium?
So they've done other exploration joint ventures, but they also own 50% of Mount Holland, which is a large project. They hold that with Wesfarmers. So they've spent a lot of money in country. They're very serious about trying to establish Western Australia, particularly as a good base in Australia for lithium. And, you know, the Pilbara is known for iron ore, and obviously we're looking for gold, but it has, at the northern part of the Pilbara, identified huge lithium potential. There's lithium operations by a few companies. So they like the Pilbara, and it's just fantastic that they're joining with us to look for lithium within our tenements.
So since Novo, the company, is free carried until a decision to mine is made, what does that mean? When could a decision to be mine made? What stage would a project need to be at?
Yeah, so normally you would complete a feasibility study. So that timing will depend on, you know, drilling results and things like that. But in that feasibility study, we'd all get a good assessment of the economics of the project. There could be some great synergies given the location of these tenements to the Azure tenements. So all of that would be taken into consideration in the feasibility study. And if it looks exciting, Novo has the potential then to have 25% of the operating mine. We then have to contribute our 25% to allow construction and go into operation. Or if for some reason our strategic benefits are a bit different, we can elect not to. But great upside and great optionality for everyone. But importantly, we don't have to contribute any money until that end of the feasibility study.
So with this joint venture, SQM will be the manager. What does that mean about what Novo as a company will be able to press release and the insights you have on the work that SQM is planning on doing?
Yeah, so two real important insights here. One is SQM will be keeping us up to date on their work, so if there are material results, we'll be able to update the market. But the other side of this is under the agreement on these five tenements and even the option tenements, Novo still has 100% of the exploration rights for a suite of minerals. So they're gold, silver, copper, lead, zinc and PGs, platinum elements. So whilst SQM will be busy on those tenements, looking for lithium in particular, and Novo will be completing its exploration program on those other minerals to see if there's any value for us. So a really good deal in terms of a great focus on lithium, but Novo can still get on and do its core exploration focus on gold and base metals.
Let's talk about the exploration that Novo is doing then, because this deal with SQM, it does bring in that $10 million Australian. Give us an update on what exploration is ongoing, again, at Novo and your projects.
Yeah, good time to do so, given it's the end of the year and we're moving into a new year next year. We'll talk about Victoria first. So Belltopper, the drilling program's commenced and that's ongoing. We're in the middle of the second hole at the moment. There's a six-hole program at the moment. So people should expect to see in quarter one some results from the first couple holes. And that drilling program will probably continue all the way through to March. In the Pilbara, given the weather conditions, hot, wet, we finished our drilling programs for this year. So that last bit of work we did at Nunyerry, we've released the results of that. We'll really analyse all of those results and you will see us back drilling in Nunyerry in March or April next year. And we'll also be drilling in Ballabella. We've completed all of the reconnaissance work, you know, the initial geophysics. We just need to complete agreements with the traditional owners, but we hope to be doing some serious drilling in Ballabella again March, April next year. So look out for that program kicking off. So we'll move into 2024. For the first half of the year was that focus on Belltopper, Ballabella, Nunyerry for drilling. But our geological teams will still be working across all of our other tenements looking for other targets to follow up.
Okay, so all those drill programs, we should have news out as we move through next year. So how should investors see Novo Resources right now?
Yes, so Novo will still maintain and does its core focus on gold exploration. That's where we're going to put our energy. That's where we're going to put our funds into the ground looking for great gold discovery.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.